Time now to stop down for a little bit of
snake programming.
And this is brought to you by
Cole Allen Son and All Pro Foundation Repair.
So, let's maybe get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra.
Here's Cobra.
Corpy.
Thank you. Charlie Sheen's big night at the Plaza keeps getting worse. First, we just reported that he was found passed out, drunk, and naked. Later on, it came out that not only did he have a black baby, he also was partying with a porn star up there, someone by the name of Capri Anderson, who has some funny titles to her credit in the porn industry. Now, this has been great.
Who doesn't?
This has been great for her.
Has it?
Because she suddenly has vaulted to an A-list porn star. They say that she has been offered porn offers, that is, in the mid-five figures.
Would you like to be at a porno sometime?
Which is better than...
I believe she answered that question long ago. Now, is she a Nubian goddess?
No.
No, she's white.
Okay. Kind of a spinner.
Okay.
She probably thought when she saw... like a contract sent over for mid five figures. She probably thought at first it said fingers.
That's funny.
I don't do that. Oh, figures. Oh.
Grow up.
Sure.
And I'll bet she does do that too.
Hell yes.
That? That's like a kiss. For these people, Mike.
That's like showing affection for
yeah,
them.
I mean, that's like holding hands.
I love you.
This much.
Fist or finger?
Shut up, Mike. But photos have surfaced of these two partying.
Rectum.
Let's just say...
Sorry, what was that, Ron?
Rectum.
Take a look
drop
at...
the claw on them.
Shut up.
Drop the claw on what?
Oh, no.
Rectum.
All right, let's see. Would you call Chuck Sheen inebriated? How about that?
God. Looks like you at your best.
You know, I'm glad there's no evidence of me at the camp out.
He has a reputation of Hitler on
because
here.
I'm afraid I would look worse than
you
this.
Know what, you know what's awesome about you?
Just audio evidence, no video.
That picture of you in college, which has made its way up here, is good enough.
Not even close to this.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it ain't bad.
Yeah, it is, too.
Now, his ex, or you know, yesterday Denise Richards spoke about Charlie Sheen and his
He's
problems.
He's a wonderful father and a man.
What an amazing father.
Now Brooke Mueller. This is the woman who he held a cold steel blade, or was it a gun or a knife, to her throat?
I think knives are good.
This past Christmas.
I think it was a waffle iron.
We'll go with that.
With a hat on it.
Well, somebody found her. She, of course, is the father of his recent progeny, a set of twins.
The Great Snake.
Thank you, Chuck. She said this about Charlie.
Charlie is a survivor. He knows how to handle himself, Mike.
She didn't say this to me.
Shh. Keep it down over there.
I'm trying to speak. You know how things get blown out of proportion with you media types. I'm not sure I believe this entire story. Charlie is a wonderful man, Mike.
Say that about somebody who held a knife to your throat. Like, if you did that to me, Danny, like, if you had a knife and or a gun mm-hmm. to my throat and or head or neck, and you were threatening me, would I ever...
That probably scratches wonderful man from your list of descriptive terms of him.
I mean, if I had you against the wall pointing a Led Zeppelin machine gun at you?
I believe I would not have many good things to say about you. These women, though, the thing is they're all on the take. They're all on the Charlie Sheen teat. And I'm telling you, they've all signed deals.
Yes, they have.
To whenever
to not
something,
tell the truth.
Right, whenever something, not even not tell the truth, but speak glowingly about him. Otherwise, the money stops. Money talks, Danny. Money talks.
What's yeah, I that? Wonder if he made Capri Pennyweather sign up for anything.
I don't think that he had the capabilities at that moment, at least,
no.
to draw up a contract.
No. Hey, George, can you mix me a drink?
Sure, what do you want?
Whiskey.
Whiskey.
Yeah. It was all he could do to find his Viagra at that point.
Oh, God.
There are times in the life of all of us when drawing up a contract is just out of the question.
Let me tell you something. He did not have sex with that woman. There's no way.
They got pills for that.
Not when you're that drunk.
Trust me.
He's right, Danny.
Just trust me on this one, okay?
I got this.
Speaking of drugs and pills and booze and everything else, Anna Nicole Smith, this story is officially dead. Anna Nicole Smith's lawyer, Howard K. Stern.
Of the Howard Stern Show?
Yeah. Was found guilty of two counts of conspiracy for fueling the drug problem that ultimately killed her.
Really?
One of her doctors, Christine Aroshevich, was also convicted on four charges. Is Esh. God, I read
you
that.
You want to kiss me?
I read that nothing was going to happen to those guys.
Well, you're reading something different now.
But according to People magazine, they were both charged. Now, I don't know if this is going to go anywhere. You talk about, I mean, Howard K. Stern should be sent to jail for just living off of her. Like, this guy was probably a successful lawyer, and he got caught up in the scene. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He saw that she had the capability to get billions of dollars, was it, from that old guy? Pierce Marshall? Was it
some old f***?
Wasn't it billions, I do believe? And he could not let that go. And he would keep her alive and feed her those pills.
Right.
No matter how much it took, just because he knew in the end he may get some of that
he
money.
He might get a small percentage of that.
Yeah. And he even knocked her up. Yuck.
Crazy. Crazy.
Now, by the way, the Huffington Post, are you guys familiar with that?
Yes. Are you? What's up now?
Now, this was just sent to me by a good P1. I don't normally go to the Huffington Post. Is this something I can trust?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I read this story?
It's like any of those other sites.
Read the story.
By the way,
in fact, make this your last story.
Capri Anderson supposedly charged him $12,000 for the night.
That's it?
For intercourse?
To hang with him for the night. Like, she was his date. Okay, so I'm sure anything goes. I mean, I'm sure there was dinner and wine and dancing, and they maybe rented Casablanca or something like that, and then they got busy. But whatever it was, it cost $12,000. Now, it was said that she told police she was scared of Charlie, but no one really knew why. And she's the one who called police and hotel security up there, and they found him passed out drunk. Doesn't sound too scary to me. This is according to the Huffington Post, their source.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, Charlie convinced Capri to go to the bathroom with him.
And take it?
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom and take it.
When they got into the bathroom, he started snorting cocaine and then took off his pants.
Yes, of course. Don't
right.
we all do that?
Don't they go hand in hand?
Yes.
Charlie wanted to have sex with Capri and tried, but she stopped him and demanded her $12,000 in cash. He didn't have the money on him, so she left him in the bathroom to take it.
Wink.
This was still at the restaurant. They weren't even back to the room yet.
No.
So when Charlie failed to return to the table, his assistant went into the bathroom to look for him. When the assistant opened the door, there was Charlie standing there naked with cocaine all over his face.
God! This is the most full-throttle story ever.
He was totally delusional and just completely lost, totally out of it. The assistant reportedly helped Sheen get dressed and got him out of the restaurant and back to the hotel. So then the fun happened, I guess, later on. Charlie reportedly tried... Okay. He was punching...
It's fun when you read the story live on the air for the first time.
He was punching the walls of the hotel room, and this is the damage. You know, there was $10,000 worth of damage done at the Plaza Hotel. He was punching the walls of the hotel room and going crazy and shouting... In, for no reason at all.
Are you kidding?
No.
And who is this account by?
The Huffington Post.
Well, yeah. I mean, just a source?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good in.
Charlie.
I'm going to kill you.
Oh, God, I love that drop.
Cool.
Charlie reportedly tried once more to have sex with Capri, but then she again demanded her money first. When he couldn't find his wallet, hello.
You can't find your wallet?
I found it.
Where was it?
It was at my desk.
Was it wrapped in a sheath of knives?
Yes, it was.
Did hello.
You jerk. Did you put the knives up there, too?
No, the knives were already there. But your wallet... I told Will in promotions, I was like, oh, look what we have here, a nice shiny wallet.
Where did you find it?
It was sitting on your desk 4 inches from where I put it. It was sitting out in the open, I moved it 4 inches into the knife sheath, and that's where it was.
Yeah, I show up to work
today. He'll never find this.
And there's like 24 steak knives at my desk.
I like steak.
Well, we know you do. When he couldn't find his wallet, he began throwing furniture around and screaming violently, and she locked herself in the bathroom to take it.
But she went with him to get his money, I guess, right?
Yeah. Okay. Police were called. That's when she called police because she was scared. Okay, when they arrived, Charlie was nude, disoriented, and again, screaming the N-word.
Covered in cocaine.
Yes. They threw a sheet over him and tackled him. God! This is awesome!
You know, it's fun for us, but seriously, in all seriousness, that is effing sad. I mean, what depths of depression does this guy have to be able to go this wheels off?
Man, it's these...
I mean, this isn't just, hey, let's go have some fun and have, right, a couple of belts.
Whiskey.
And maybe do a toot in the bathroom. No, this is complete self-destruction.
What's anybody going to do about this?
Nothing. He went to work the next day. The next day.
He's going to die. He'll either die or get help.
But he's been sober, I thought, for years and years. Isn't this like a recent thing?
Maybe this is just a one-time relapse?
No. I mean, this has been like the trend here for the last year, where he's been drinking again or whatever.
He have a weakness.
He do have a weakness.
Cool.
Smoke cool.
What do you like to do after a game, Ron?
Smoke cool.
And he even leaves the S off the cool.
Smoke
just,
cool.
Yeah.
Smoke cool.
Smoke cool.
God, he's so cool.
You're the man.
Thank you.
That. I just. Oh, wow. It's these addicts, man. Who was the guy? Who were we talking about just the other day? Talking about somebody that relapsed and they couldn't just, like a relapse to them.
Oh, they can't just have a Guinness.
Yeah, have a nice Coors Light and smoke a joint. That's right. Not a relapse. Who was it? It was a couple of weeks ago.
Bob Weir?
No, it wasn't Bob. Leave Bob Weir alone.
Bob Wills?
That was Bump Wills, actually, is who it was.
Well, Bump Wills is still the king.
Right. Where do you think he got his nickname?
Damn, I can't remember who that was. But yeah, the relapse was just... full.
It's like the
throttle.
Will Arnett sex tape.
Yeah.
The I'm Gonna Live Forever video.
Yeah.
The Rick Arnett sex tape.
By the way,
the anus.
Have you guys heard the T-Box? Is that the name of his film?
Yes.
The anus.
Have you guys heard the Rick Arnett promo?
No.
All right.
The Rick Arnett promo?
For the golf show? Find that because he... Look, it's a silly season in golf. There's not a lot going on. So Rick teases other things. This is one of the stranger teases of I don't think I would ever tune in, but I'm just curious enough to hear what he has to say about this.
Oh, golf Rick Arnett here. Saturday morning on the T-Box, we serve up a breakfast medley of a huge announcement at 8:50. And I'll tell you by my experience visiting the world capital of beef jerky. That's at 9:10. How about joining us on the T-Box with Craig and me? We broadcast like, from
the world capital
in Plano this Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
I mean, it's
what's the world capital of beef jerky?
I don't know.
Brady, Texas or something?
But I got to tell you, it may be the most ridiculous tease ever.
I don't know. George Dijon may have something to say about that.
But I just might want to find out about the world capital of beef jerky. All right, we really have to go.
Do we ever?
Do we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
We have cowboys.
This is George Dijon. Norm tried a gay three-way one time. He had a sore ass forever. And learned you have to wet it first. What knowledge did he gain and what profound impact did Viagra have on his life? Tackling learning disorders, 7 a.m. Saturday
what?
On the Train Station Fitness Show.
He's got a sore ass forever.
Hi, this is George Dijon. Do you crap your pants? What if I told you Doc X, Lance Armstrong, physical therapist McCall, and Dr. Crane smell panties? Listen, I think gay three-way is it hard again? Saturday, 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
All right, 4:54 here on the ticket.